year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I am one of your Australians, Super Marcy. I'm back on the show. I was busy defending my champions mud wrestling championship, so I'm not doing that right now. I've had to vacate the title. Because for me, it's Shark Week, so that's fun. We're on episode 189, so we're getting closer to the episode 200 milestone. So exciting times. And with me, as always, are my lovely, beautiful co-hosts. First of all, he is terrible. He is Bede Jemine. Hello, Bede. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm in horrible, agonizing pain, but I'm good. Other than that, I'm very sad I had to vacate my championship title because of Shark Week. But there is a new champion, and I'm a little terrified. I don't want to fight in the league anymore, so we'll see how it goes.
I don't blame you at all.
Exactly.
Are you sure it wasn't a first blood match?
Oh, that's Whoa! What happened.
Whoa!
That's what happened.
I don't get buzzed on this show.
It's okay. I'm wearing red to support your Shark Week, so it's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And please acknowledge,
all the way, baby.
Please acknowledge our tribal chief. He is the professor of all things science. He is Professor Batch.
Acknowledge me.
Whoa! That was aggressive.
We acknowledge you, my aggressive tribal chief.
Roman ain't fucking around. He's a Trump supporter now. He's being canceled. He's being canceled as we speak at time of recording.
What?
The week of WrestleMania.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Roman Reigns came out in an interview and says that he is basically, he supports President Trump. He's a registered Democrat. He considers himself a centrist. He supports his president and just wants America to be the best it can be.
I saw that this morning.
And he's canceled.
No, not see, this is why. Chief.
Well, that's the thing. The only tribal chief now is Batch and nobody else. So Roman Reigns, he's lost that title now.
Even though,
I mean, I don't make the rules.
Even though Craven may be paying me to vote for him in the Canadian election. Allegedly.
God damn it, wise man. Why'd you have to fuck with fucking Roman Reigns? Why'd you have to tell him to vote for Trump? Get the fuck out of here, you fat penguin-looking motherfucker. Looking like
and that Alfred aggressive Hitchcock. Man is the American, Trash Panda Colin.
Dude, now I'm upset. My fucking tribal chief voted for fucking the Cheeto-flavored motherfucker, and now I'm upset. I guess I'm at to fucking root for Seth Rollins or some shit, unless he voted for Trump.
Well,
they probably Colin, all did. They all
you're
had
gonna
money.
Be sensitive, Colin, from now on. Anyway,
dude, I'm sober and sensitive and all types of shit. Yeah. So yeah.
Mm. And to help support you with this, Colin, I have decided we're watching a movie called Death Spa, and I've been led to believe there are boobies in this movie. So I fucking hope we get a movie that's got some.
We've been teased with titties. This before. There's been no titties this season on the show.
I know. I'm really hoping this actually has titties, and I'm very keen to start watching the movie. That may or may not be because I'm in agonizing pain right now, and I feel like my body is a death spa. But anyway, Bede, give us the ground rules as per usual. Not that we need to do this. I'm sure people are not tuning in for the first time on episode 189, but if they are, let them know what's happening.
Well, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Death Spa if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but the film is also available on other streaming services and also physical media. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does play, Batch will play this sound effect.
You now have 15 seconds to comply.
Oh shit.
All right, I will. Shut up, Ed 209. However, once the ad is finished, Batch will play our sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. And however, though, if you're not. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Death Spa, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to let off your steam with Death Spa?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude. I want to get fucking my feet played with while I walk in this Death Spa. While everybody's on Shark Week and there's blood everywhere and titties and all types of shit. Let's
do it. Where did you come on all this right. woman?
Dude, I would love to do that, Trump. Thank you, Trump. Let's go. All over fucking face, neck, and chest and shit. Let's just do it.
Just not the eyes. We've gone over this. The hair is actually okay. Don't get the cum in the eye.
You can wash it out of your eyes. It's fine. Just use some allergy drops. Though. It's fine.
I'd rather have messy drops. Hair because it's messy anyway than stinging in my eye.
See, but you could do all types of fancy shit with your hair if you have cum in it. Like, it just use it as fucking gel.
Exactly. It's not actually that bad. At least it doesn't sting your hair like it does your eye. Anyway, count us down.
Anyway,
so.
Yes, it counting down
your
in.
Hair.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go!
Ah! Oh, no. Going straight into it. No production credits or anything.
Hey, it's Washington, D.C.
I think it's L.A.
Same thing.
You're allowed to have light up Marlboro men in the house.
Yes.
This is pre-drone.
KLM.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh.
Star Body Health Spa.
Dude, it looks like some fucking 3-year-old wrote that shit. Get out of here. What is
it? What?
It's a fucking...
Vikram used to own this business, but he sold it to somebody else.
Yeah, did some kids...
You know what?
Is this a daycare?
You know somebody... what? I think the O and the D should have been completely out, and it could have been called Stabby Health Spa.
Exactly.
Just call it Starboy Health Spa.
And look, it... That's what it looks like. It actually looks like it was like the neon light person's first day on the job.
Is this the same? Oh, no! Is this the same gym chain that from Toxicer?
It looks like Champions.
Yes.
I reckon
Death
it is.
Spa. Okay, I gotta give the movie credit. That is a clever way to showcase your title of your movie.
It actually was.
Card.
Yeah, I think this
it should
is
have
the
been
health
called
spa.
Stabby Health.
Stabby. It, no, I think it's the same. Yeah, I think Batch is right. It is from Toxic Avenger.
All right, so... Oh, Brenda Brecky from Hot Shots Part 2.
I thought that said Brenda Bukkake. I'm not even kidding. I had to look twice. It's going, what?
That's a different actress, Marcy. Also, since we haven't done this in a little bit... because we keep forgetting to do connections on this show... So
actually, we've managed pretty well. I think we've got it managed. I don't know if you did last week because I haven't listened to it yet.
I don't think we did. So basically, from what we kind of insinuate is the cops from Crazy House were also involved in the capture of that teenage girl in the Mousetrap. The one who looks like Chantal Copley is from South Africa. So that takes us over to...
Yep. And Flory is in
Street
this.
Trash. Oh, and now we're back here. But you could easily say that this death spa is just down the road from that arcade in the Mousetrap.
Okay.
And we'll have to figure out a connection between this and Street Trash.
What type of shitty gym is this?
A deadly one.
A deaf one. Wow.
But I think the death spa is also a distant cousin of the deathbed.
Oh.
Oh, we're being transported back to the beginning of Night Killer.
All right, listen, how the fuck can she dance like that to this music? It doesn't make sense.
Maybe she because of the red lighting.
Maniac.
The red lighting, she's having Shark Week.
She's practicing working in the red light district in Amsterdam.
Wow.
Well, there's one answer.
She's trying out for Champions, guys. That's what she's
she
on.
Is.
Oh, hello.
Cocaine, and this is what Craven does to make them audition.
She's just on coke the whole time. She's not even dancing. She's just trying all coked up. Just... Dumb bitch.
She's testing out Molly.
Oh, she's got red wine.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that Louise's new line of sports drink? It's just white, red wine?
Yes.
Yes.
It's for when you want to work out and when you want to dance to no music.
Yes.
To this really weird music.
It's red wine with electrolytes in it.
Yes.
Oh, God, Marvin. Don't do that.
No, it's Melvin.
No, it's Sovereign Marvin.
It's Ken Foray.
Oh, it's Ken Foray. Woo!
That's racist.
And if you want to hear me and Bede discuss Ken Foray in a very good zombie movie called Dawn of the Dead, you can listen to Bede versus the Living Dead on all podcast streamers everywhere. You're welcome, bitch face.
Well, now I got you promoting my shows now, so...
That's only because I was on that episode.
I'm still waiting for the Bead versus Guinea Pig series.
That'll be a Patreon exclusive.
How many subscribers?
Well, I've only got a few at the moment, so I need more. Oh,
titties,
are we getting our first
titties,
boot?
Titties. What titties, is that titties, picture titties. In the background?
We don't want pictures of titties.
What
we want
is
real
that?
Titties, people. I don't.
What is
don't know.
That?
Dude, it looks like I wrote that on the wall, and I drew that.
I need that picture on my wall.
Come on, movie, don't tease us. We need booby fair nominees this year.
I thought she was bringing a water pistol into the shower for a second.
Wait, wait.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Finally, yes.
Terry!
And Cole's not even looking at the screen.
Oh, oh, it's all naked. Let's go. Where's my honky cornet sound? Oh, and she's all sweaty.
She needs a trim.
Whoa!
She needs a trim.
It's an 80s bush, dude. Come on now.
Where did you see her bush?
I saw it before.
Yeah, yeah. During that long shot. Yeah.
Oh. She's like, oh.
Oh.
She's pleasuring herself in the spa.
Oh, she's pleasuring her belly button.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fingering her belly button, dude.
Did
you guys know there was a spa in the second sub-basement of this place?
There's a spa?
Yeah.
Is it called Crave Spa?
I know, it's just next to the gym.
Oh my gosh, it's too steamy in here with me in it.
Oh my god, Stephanie, stop turning up the heat.
I mean, I'm already hot anyway, Stephanie. I don't need more steam. Oh!
Oh!
Oh.
Oh my god, the Jessica set a death trap for us in the spa.
They did.
You know, this was almost the same plot line on Neighbors last year. A woman got locked in the spa room and lost her baby.
Oh my god.
It wasn't that funny because it was a bit tragic, but.
Yeah.
Now, so basically... I heard both the Stephanies went to Coachella. Is this true this weekend?
Hey, the Stephanie, what the fuck is happening here?
No, we went to Burning Man, as you saw just then.
We were booked for the Fire Festival too. But that got canceled and refunded, but I don't think anyone got refunded.
No, because at Coachella, basically, it was like 12-hour waiting time in your car just to get like the parking spots that you spend $1,000 for. Is this true, Stephanie?
I mean, it's true. But luckily, we were the valet parking. Yeah. Well, then everyone
was complaining on TikTok about it.
Yeah, but we also performed with HR Puff and stuff at Coachella.
Exactly. And yo, Gabba Gabba. And they're going to take us shopping.
And we did my sugar daddy also paid for it.
Exactly.
Did they not put a gown on that person?
Nope.
Right, this is, Marcy, this is a hospital.
It's in a hospitable environment. That's why we're candy nurses. My name is Michael Evans. I'm the
owner of the health club where Laura works. Look at this doctor's hair. It's Fiona Shaw.
How did it hit her eyes?
The glass.
Was it though?
And she's in a wedding dress?
Oh, he's the killer.
She's dressed like the mummy. But she has sustained burns over
portions of her body. Yeah. Damn. Chemical
burns. Even her body is hot.
It was so hot it burnt itself.
Exactly.
Damn.
If you go into, okay, this is an 80s hospital, but if you go into a burn unit, don't you need to be fully decked out in stuff because if infections are just really, like, easy to get?
Yeah. Well, that is true, yeah.
But it's the 80s and no one gave a fuck.
Whoa, why is she dressed like a banana?
There's another black person in orange. Did you guys see that shit? Racist ass colors.
Oh, look at that bald spot.
Stephanie.
Oh my god, Stephanie, let's bring back 80s gym fashion.
All right, we will. And also, it's Wednesday. It's Do Your Steps with Stephanie Day.
Why is Ken Forey dressed like Rainbow Bright?
He's Rainbow Forey. Hey, he looks fantastic.
Foreshadowing.
Is that Marvin from Toxic Avenger?
You mean Melvin?
Chelsea Field!
I don't know who the fuck you just said. Who the fuck is that? Chelsea Field from Masters of the Universe.
Oh,
he was Taylor.
Oh my god, the Flintstones have a health club. Did you see his shirt?
Dude, I'm putting this movie down for best fashion.
And by the way, yeah. Chelsea Field, Marcy, she's married to Scott Bakula.
I can know who you're talking about. No problem. Right there.
She was also in Dust Devil, Commando.
Look at that mustache.
I was going to say, look at
that
this bow there.
That is a fucking mustache.
Look at this technology.
This sick technology.
Okay, I think I figured out how.
Look at that.
That is how Craig inspires on all the sexy 80s in the gym. He pays, okay, Chad to do that.
Yes.
I'm assuming Street Trash is a nominee for best blood and gore, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll have to add some nominees to it. But I will say, I figured out the connection between this and Street Trash. Since Street Trash, the government in that is almost like a Big Brother-style government. This is just a small... This gym is also owned by the South African government.
Or it's the alley behind this, the death spa.
Ah, yes.
They're homeless. It could have been anywhere.
Well, that is true. Would you like something to
drink this? In South Africa.
Hello, Ludacris. 11:51, everybody.
Out your fucking mouth!
Whoa.
Luda!
Oh.
No, I was Will. After a bitch slapped Chris Rock.
Yes.
But you have to act. It was after his day.
But I want my money back now. Yes.
Well, get your endurance so you can survive the death spa. All right, we're back. 11:52. Is that a bar? Is that a cafe? What the fuck
yes.
is this?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea to have a bar in a gym. I mean, maybe a cafe, like a, you know, coffees and stuff like that, but maybe not an actual alcoholic bar.
Can we bring Champions back...
It's a bar, a strip club, a sauna, a laundromat.
Yeah, that's on
it's like a mall.
The basement level one at Champion. Stephanie, can we bring back shirt and crop top for men?
Yeah, we need to bring back the midriff ones, Stephanie, especially if they're like right up under their nipples so we could see their belly button.
The 80s had the best men's fashion.
I know. They need to bring it back. I'll have to ask my sugar daddy about it.
Especially having mullets and perms.
Who's your sugar daddy?
We can't say his name. He wants to remain anonymous.
His name is Sweet. I do. And David and Priscilla, but it's David's
baby. What do you mean by father? That's why I said he was anonymous. Marcy, we gotta think of a name for it.
Oh, hello, Stephanie. It's me. It's Bob, the serious lawyer. We're both Eve today. Have you got the allowance that I wired to both of your accounts?
We haven't yet, Bob, but you're not supposed to let anyone know you're our sugar daddy.
This is very serious business.
Yes, but also, where's also our candy? We need some, too. I mean, if you're sugar daddy, you got to give us candy.
Okay, I'm Venmoing you another $20 each for candy at Coachella.
All right, thank you.
Dude, Coachella sucked. What are you talking about? That shit sucked this year. I saw 3-6 Mafia on YouTube, and I was like, these motherfuckers are like 65 years old. And then Project Pat came out, and he couldn't even rap to the track.
The Go-Go's were playing on one of the stages.
Dude, Yo Gabba Gabba played, all right? How fucked up on ecstasy do you need to be to go watch Yo Gabba Gabba play?
Listen, we would all go watch Yo Gabba Gabba.
Dude, I would kill myself, all right? I would slip my wrist right in front of Yo Gabba Gabba. Fuck that, dude. I would never see that shit.
I did want to see freaking the Misfits play, the original lineup.
Oh, dude, with Danzig? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they did a 20-song set.
Yeah, dude, go back and watch it. It's fire. Go back and watch it. It's fire.
Where they were before was at the health spa, but I think it was meant to be the police station. Wait, is this a Final Destination style death spa?
Yes.
It could be.
It is! Whoa!
Oh!
And then
she's alright.
Ward's gonna smack her on the head.
Ah, she lived.
Oh no, wait, they were at the spa. What?
Thanks.
Yes. Everything's at the spa. The police station, the hospital.
They're
yeah,
frozen yogurt
they
place.
They got a doctor. They got a doctor
bar.
Right there. You all right? Garage.
Oh, thank goodness you're not Steve Gutenberg.
You know, at this point, Champions is kind of more like a sexy mall.
Yes.
Exactly.
I know, you can get all your period products at Champions. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I get the feeling like if I went into a security room in the 80s, none of this technology would be in there?
What the fuck is this?
Marcy, there's a nerd.
Don't give in to him, Marcy. Don't do
Kill
it.
Marcy, nerd.
No. Marcy, hey. Here's two Snickers. Here's
no,
two
I need
Snickers
to
for you.
The nerd.
So, Goss, floss the nerd.
Need to flush him again. Why does he look like Sting? As in the singer.
Well, Marcy, emerge.
Calm down, Marcy. Here's your Snickers. Here's your Snickers.
Where?
Right, where? It's in your head. I just gave
nom,
it to
nom,
you.
Nom, 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 nom. Ugh, now I don't feel like Joe Pesci on Shark Week.
Oh, my phone is ringing. Bear with me once.
It's probably his mom.
Nah, it was somebody tried to sell me something.
Yeah. Ooh, he really does have, like, Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. Coming soon. Yeah. To all stores everywhere. So what do
you think? Yeah.
Please don't touch Willy. Good advice.
Please don't touch hot. Okay,
uh-oh,
I won't touch anyone who's hot.
She's got V8 vegetable juice.
Ew. My money's on a wacko in a computer room. But luckily, she's not going to rub it all out her body like
a
Ninja Free.
Is the computer room... Oh! Wait, what the fuck is this set up? Is this all at the health spa? I'm so confused.
Yes, it's all at the health spa, Marcy. And he's got his own little computer behind him that's, like, up inside the wall.
He can clearly afford to put his computer in the wall, but he couldn't afford good neon lighting? Come on. And they're playing football?
Oh, my gosh.
What's
Arthur
Clown doing in there?
She's got an Arthur Clown cosplay.
Fucking Kabuki Warrior over here.
Oh, my gosh. It's the same mask from the Mousetrap. It literally is next door to that place. Did you read the printout on that Evans guy about his
wife? Hey, the front page. What happened to his wife?
She voted for Trump.
I knew it. Fucking bitch. She deserved to die.
All right. Enough political talk out of me for this episode. Until further notice.
Yeah.
Doop, 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 doop.
I was paying attention to the movie. I don't know what you said. So don't
Isn't that like
it.
All the time? Well, what?
Oh my god, are we in a dream sequence with a Ninja Terminator Subi's wheelchair?
She's
yes.
It is.
What the fuck is this?
Burn it to the ground.
Oh my.
What did Louise do to Ninja Terminator Tubi?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we still haven't even found him yet because he's still. Like trapped
by AI Louise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she set his ass on fire. Did you not see that?
Well, maybe she burnt his wheelchair because she thinks he can, you know, doesn't need it anymore.
We better not kill off that character because that's my favorite character on the show. Is Ninja Terminator TV, dude?
That's Kraven's boy. He's Teflon. He's Teflon. He's immortal. Like nothing kills that guy.
No,
yeah, dude, he's so tight.
Marcy, don't drool over Ken Foray and his Speedos.
I'm trying not to.
parking lot and you missed her.
Then I also missed her car in the parking lot? You think Priscilla has something to do with this?
So this is going to be like a supernatural horror film. Well, isn't Priscilla the girl who's in the hospital from
I don't
earlier?
Know. Oh, look at that beefcake.
Did someone say girl in the hospital? It's me, Ghost Trump.
Fuck off, Ghost Trump.
I am the best endorser, like Roman Reigns. That's my guy. That's my tribal chief.
No, Bobby's the wise man.
He doesn't need pulling anymore. Ignore that CM Punk.
Now you listen here, Ghost Trump. You need to get your ectoplasmy fingers out of all the cool wrestlers by making them vote for you. You need to get out of here, or I am going to go through this. I will shoot myself to go into the afterlife to give you a wedgie and then come back alive to give you a human wedgie as a ghost.
Hey, Marcy, want to see magic trick? Bead, pull my finger.
No, I'm not pulling your finger.
Pull my finger, Bead.
No, I'm not doing it. Colin, pull his finger.
No, I'm good, dude.
I've got something even better for this ghost guy.
It's hilarious.
Smashing his head in the door.
I'm a ghost, it doesn't work.
It's a ghost door.
I pulled my own finger, indeed.
Splish.
Ew.
This movie has gotten gross right now.
See, even that character said so as well. That's sick.
Also, the guy from Melvin from Toxic Avenger was taking one of the exercise classes.
I blame Roman Reigns' crop top for that, for Trump.
Yes.
Where goes Trump?
See, CM Punk knew what he was talking about when he called Roman Reigns Grimace.
Hell yeah.
That was Seth Rollins.
What is going on here? This
ecstasy?
What is
so
that
much cocaine?
Best?
I am convinced this is next door to the arcade in Mousetrap.
This guy's very hairy.
Dude, he's fiending. He's looking for coke. He needs it bad.
They're all like...
Line up for tonight's festivities. We're going to play a game called Cocaine or Dildo.
What the bloody hell? Yeah.
It's a baby bird.
It's baby Bubblini. What?
It's Richard a jar.
It's a fucking fetus. That's what it was. Abort. Considering
she's your sister. Allegedly.
What are you talking about? Whatever you're trying to pull, you're not going to get away with it. Dude, stop fucking yelling at Jeffrey Dahmer.
This
like
isn't
that.
The police station. What the fuck is all this for? Just watch
yourself. That's workout computers.
Yeah, dude.
I thought the police station.
Marcy, he borrowed all the technology from Shocky.
Hey now.
This movie is making up for all the lack of nudity this season. Colin, turn the lights back on.
I don't like to be naked, so that's why I turn the lights off.
Toby's in the corner, right over there.
Oh, hello.
Right? Jesus Christ, those are hard as fuck. Water.
Toby, we know you're here.
Whoa. Oh,
just come out.
Spongy fair. Liquid
spongy
soapy
fair.
Soapy fair.
80s bush fair.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Why would you go in there after everyone was steamed to death?
They don't girls one.
Whoa!
What?
The pieces of the wall are trying to kill them.
Why is anyone still going to this spa? Or whatever the fuck.
I need to finish brushing my hair.
Yeah, bitches got shampoo in her hair.
I just put conditioner in.
Look at
it
that.
Burns, it burns. Look at her mustache.
Oh, shit. That's, what's her name for Fresh Prince?
Lisa Turtle?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's the older sister. It's, what's her name? Hillary?
Yeah, Hillary, yeah.
He really is hairy. Look at the hair on his shoulders.
That's a hard Canadian 30, Bead.
Marcy!
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 Marcy, you're in this movie.
I wasn't in that.
How much money did you get for this?
Well, Marcy, you are in the house.
Look,
spot.
It's
you
Melvin!
Just can't see you because you're that small.
Oh, my God. Are costly, but with 25
speaking of, never pay off. Speaking of, orders, there's Zeneca Patrick. And that dude, look at this dude who can't even grow a mo with his beard.
Look, it's Melvin! 25.
Hello, Melvin. It is Melvin.
Freddy!
Freddy!
Freddy Marcy and Marcy.
In this movie
let's
too.
Go. Let's go. Is there a bead in this movie too? I bet you he's unfunny too.
Oh!
I love you.
Wow. Fucking low blow.
Listen, I'm sober. I gotta make jokes like that to stay alive. All right.
Well, be nice to me, or John Stamos here is gonna do something.
Yeah, what's stopping you from dude. Wearing mesh fucking tank tops?
Dude, yeah. I'll wear well, mesh all day. I'll take my shirt off right now. You think I give a fuck?
Oh.
What is happening?
Oh.
It's crucifying him for Easter.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! He's going murder.
Jesus.
His ribs are cracking.
Because he got crucified. Like Jesus.
Jesus!
And at the time of this recording in Australia, it's Good Friday, so it all makes sense. It's an Easter movie.
I know, I'm very
hell
disturbed
yeah.
right now.
It should have been a 420 movie.
Well, well, the next episode can't be a 420 movie.
Well, Easter is on 420 this year, is it?
Yes.
Is that Monday?
Yeah.
Or is it Easter?
It's
oh, it
Sunday
is.
For us.
You can smoke weed and eat eggs.
And watch WrestleMania.
Yes.
Great day.
I'm going to eat eggs all day. Last year due to that party. Now, you put these machines on manual and half the stuff
isn't going to work. Look at his shirt.
Why do they need this system to run a health spa?
Apparently, it's the most security of any health spa I've ever seen.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it security? Are they spying? Is it sentient? What is happening?
You know what?
Report,
this is kind of
data.
Why do I get? Yeah, this is what, you know what? I think I figured it out. This is yes. going to be like Chopping Mall, where that bit of lightning hit the building and it made all the robots like short circuit and go insane. It did that to the gym and made it.
Oh my god, she's got the glasses with the patches, look!
She is! Like a Manhattan baby.
Yes!
So...
How have we seen
have
two movies where that is a look?
Oh, it's what I always wanted. I can't see it, but I know I wanted it.
Shoulder pads!
What is this? They're making out while she's got her eye patches on.
What? You're allowed
made
to
this
make
dinner.
Out with eye patches.
He did not make this dinner.
He did it.
Oh, God.
Had some asparagus, baby.
Asparagus is not sexy movie. Fucking hell.
Just pretend I'm Steven Gutenberg now that your eyes are, like, shut.
Do you want some asparagus?
I like what I see with that asparagus.
Ew.
Is it firm?
I will move in with you once I see, if I can see where I'm going.
Well, I kind of have to because I'm blind. I can't live by myself anymore.
What we don't realize, her name is actually Maddie Murdoch.
Why are people still at this health spa? And why is that
two
weird
people
wall
so far?
On the wall?
Say, Marcy, you know what this movie represents? This movie is like representative, or it can be seen as a metaphor, as America now. All this terrible shit is happening. Everyone is involved with it, but everyone ignores it and goes about their day.
That's just
well, it's half price the normal of like the regular health spa. Like, of course, like,
well, that is true.
They have to keep lowering the prices.
Yes. I mean, and also entry fee, membership yearly is only $2. Oh my gosh, that really Poltergeist wants to bag me. Damn it, Poltergeist, if you wanted to bag me. Oh!
Jesus.
Whoa,
wow.
Bacon.
That was a loud scream. Dude, this spa's so tight. Where can I join this?
Seems great like a spa. Good spa. I want to join.
Dude, it seems, it seems to be great. I feel like I could totally get ripped in this place.
Yeah, ripped in half. By the
Yeah, that's what I mean. Give me a minute to get to my office. Pete, I feel bad. I'm going to apologize about that joke I made to you. That was very wrong and mean. As a sensitive person that I am.
Pete's not here right now, but did somebody say ripped it off? Ooh.
Toby, where were you? There was naked chicks like 20 minutes ago. I was calling you.
Well, to be fair, you know all that steam that was going on in that shower scene?
Yeah.
That was my misty version of my ectoplasm, and okay. I could control myself. Sorry about that. Hello, Michael.
What is the, why does this health spa have this security system?
Well, to be fair, Marcy, I mean, I know Uncle Vikram sold them this this spa, but you know, I tried to get the makers of this spa not to buy it, but you know, Uncle Vikram just knows how to make a good deal. And also, they also threw in the fact that I could ectoplasm everywhere in this seat.
Oh, Toby, you know I love your ectoplasm. Hello, everyone. It's me, Alexandria, the 60 Ghost Shark.
Hi, Alexandria, the Ghost Shark. How are you?
Toby, have you been working out again?
yeah,
this
I got
bitch
a,
can't see shit.
I mean, nope. I got a little bit of muscle in my sheet at the moment. Can you see? Do you see it?
Oh, I can tell, and I can't wait to tell everyone our secret.
No, you're not allowed to tell everyone that secret. We made a pact. We were never going to be talking about
what
it again.
What secret is that, Toby?
No, you don't need to know. Look over there. See you all later. Bye.
Guys, shush, you're trying to work out what the fuck's happening in this movie.
Dude.
Who is
she
that?
She has the same... That's the demon.
It was Chelsea Field all along. Bad
taste. I could make a joke right now, but I would be canceled from this podcast.
Do it.
No. No. Yeah. No.
I want to hear the joke.
No.
Joe Kears, he's so hairy in his fucking speedos that you can't see anything.
Listen. I'm here. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Ninja Terminator 2B. Let's
come
go,
on,
baby.
It's more like Ninja Terminator Bernie.
Is Ninja Terminator 2B like, is this his origin story?
Whenever I'm in the car, yes. And even
sometimes when I'm in this house. You really gotta find him.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to go rescue him at some point.
This guy is having nightmares about him being burnt alive, so he's trying to remind us that we probably should have rescued him by now. It's
the dream. Yeah.
Oh yeah, by the way, honey, I'm here. You're looking in the wrong direction.
But is the guy's computer in love with him? Because that was a bit creepy. Or was that the...
Maybe.
Or was that the other girl doing something?
It could be a sentient, like, Jib.
I'm so fucking confused. I'm trying to work this out. I'm trying to be a good girl. Oh my God, we have paranormal investigations.
Dr. Lido Moray. Quick, somebody called the Warrens. And built the first house on
the site. Oh. Yeah, did they have that weird device? No. He obviously knows what he's doing.
They should.
Only real paranormal investigators have that device.
Exactly. And also, like, skulls in their office.
Well, I know for a fact Toby injects himself with that device every day.
I mean, possibly. It is a barren,
Boo, it's me, it's Mario Gostellini.
Oh, hey, buddy, what's going on?
I just wanted to come here because somebody took my special toy, and I think this paranormal investigator took it.
Oh, so you're the one who injects himself with that every day.
I mean, I have to. As an Italian ghost, I have to inject more Italian things into my sheet.
So is that how you make pesto?
Oh, yes, because, you know, you got to put a little bit of ingredient into the injection, and then once it goes through your system. But the thing is, though, when you inject it in, I have to inject it in at the hole in my ghost penis.
I don't need to know that in that graphic detail. Go away.
That wasn't even graphic. I can tell you it all in even more graphic detail. Let me tell you about the time how me and Nicola Cage made a baby Bubblini, and I will describe it in graphic detail.
I don't
detail.
Need to hear that. Get out of the room.
Jealous too. Okay, I'll go then. But the out of...
No, you're out. Go. That's too graphic. I don't like that.
Actually, Tamara, come back here for a second.
Oh, fine, I'll open the door.
Why did you put the door in front of me? My
name is Mood, I'm on Shark Week! I'm not in a good mood.
Tamara, dude, come here.
Yeah, yes, yes.
You don't tell me secret?
No, I don't know what secret you're talking about. I'll look over there, and I'll see you later.
Wait, it's a secret.
I don't know what this secret is, but it makes them go away and we don't get ectoplasm. So I'm going to milk it for all it's worth.
Hello, it's me, it's Mario. I knew I forgot the something. Oh,
son of a bitch.
Anyways, goodbye, Bubblini.
Dude, why the fuck? How did they get to it? Do they have a university in this fucking club, too?
Like, yes, it has. Come down to Death Spa. We have everything a gym offers. A gym, a police station, a hospital, a paranormal investigation unit.
And a crucifixion fucking machine. Like, I'm all about yes. that. Let's go, Easter.
Hey, guys, you know what? Hey, how's it going?
Oh, what hi, Craven.
What up?
Yeah, so this isn't a strip club anymore. This is officially a church.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to explain the paperwork. It's going to be the Church of the Sexy Ante. I am naming myself Pope, or but you can call me Papa Craven.
Hell yeah, dude. I need a higher power. Let's go.
So we're going to have all these sexy aunties dressed up like as sexy nuns, and then we don't get kicked out of champions by Chad's grandma. It's going to all work out. All of you have to get the fuck out, though. So we can't have none of this bullshit anymore.
Even me?
Yeah, you gotta go. I need everybody out of here. We gotta paint the walls. We gotta like put the pictures, like naked pictures on the ceiling. We gotta make this like a classy strip club church.
Dude, Craven, can you put a crucifix, but not Jesus, but it's Spider-Man hanging from the crucifix?
I was already gonna do that. You read my mind, man. It's gonna be
That's fucking great, dude. That's hilarious.
And we gotta put a spot. We gotta get rid of the mud wrestling. We're gonna put a spot up there.
I don't know if Marcy would approve of that because she's the current champion of the mud wrestling.
I had to vacate the championship because I'm on Shark Week.
Dude, we found religion now. We're all going to get paid.
Yeah.
But you're kicking us out. That's not very.
I'm gonna get paid. You're gonna go outside with the robots.
Dude, listen, I'll fuck up.
Listen. Robot. Listen, Craven, that is not very Church of Sexy Artie of you.
Mister who doesn't understand the rules of a karaoke contest.
Well, you listen here. You listen.
Oh!
I hope you're...
And take that fucking vanilla price guy with you. He keeps sneaking in.
No, he's staying.
Dude, no. I saw that dude's vagina and I did not like it.
Marcy Hewitt.
Now, you know what's going to be the best thing about the church? There's not going to be no molestation of the altar boys. Because if anybody tries to molest Baby Craven, he's going to cut their dick off.
What if Baby Kraven does that to other people?
I don't think Baby Kraven does that kind of stuff.
No, I meant cutting off people's dicks because he's attempted at least four times since the shows began on me.
That's
my God, they have a mud wrestling ring.
They do.
Dude, 80s fashion was so shitty. Those leotards are so bad, dude. You have to wear like four different leotards? Like, that sucks. No wonder they'd swamp fucking ass.
They're preparing for WrestleMania over there.
So that sucks. We gotta fucking leave. I don't want to go outside.
I don't want to go outside either. Fuck Kraven.
There's robots fucking out there.
Look at that 80s bra.
Oh my gosh, guys. Since now the women's shower is haunted, we have to do all of our showering in the toilets.
That's how Ninja Terminator Trudy blow dries his hair, too. His wig.
It is. Yep. It is. So why are they passing notes? Is this primary school?
Yes. There's also a school, has a school in lousy. This. Yeah. Yeah. Follow the map. Michael. Why did that bitch just hand her that note? Michael should have handed her that note.
I'm kind of surprised, like, this gym is still open after, like, a bunch of murders.
All of that stuff is happening. Is it possessed by his ex-wife? Is it possessed by somebody else? I don't understand what the fuck is happening.
Is it possessed by the night?
I was going to say, it's probably possessed by the night.
I don't think Michael would be hitting on this chick. She's not very attractive by his standards.
No.
But also, you can see everybody's moose knuckles and camel toes and butt cracks.
They also have a wrestling ring in this gym?
They just said that, Colin.
This is Champions.
It literally is the movie version of Champions. And why would we want to leave?
Why don't they have that down the stairs?
They gotta get their packages somehow.
Do you think Kraven will notice if I just sit here dressed as a sexy nun and I can stay?
Probably not. Nah.
I'm gonna do it too.
You know what? I'm gonna dress up as sexy nun as well so he doesn't try to kick us out.
Well, why Marcy did I have that, to...
Marcy, make the art.
What? Why did I have to take confession for like 20 sexy Arnies if I'm not working in this church? I don't... No.
It wasn't as much a confession, they were just bragging.
Well, that is true, but still, I can sit there and listen to it.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Daryl DeBartender. I'm back. It is Daryl.
Were you fired Daryl. Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but you know, Kraven just rehires me every 2 hours or so. But anyways, I'm back. I've got some. Since this is now a church, I'm not doing mocktails anymore. I mean, it's very sexy, but that's beside the point. Now, I've got a couple of new like drinks for you. Now, this one's called a Bloody Mary, made out of actual Marys. Vegetables.
I'm not drinking any of your drinks, you weird cannibal dude.
I'm not a cannibal. What are you talking about?
Did you just make a drink based on my Shark Week just to insult me? That's so fucking rude.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No. I didn't do that. I used your Shark Week for the Marcy daiquiris over here. Here you go. Dude. You want to try one?
Turn it off.
Why is it raining and steamy in there?
Guys, I mean, I'm starting to think, guys, that Daryl might be a cannibal.
Daryl is definitely a cannibal.
Yeah, why do you think I shut the
door?
Dude,
just crawl. Yeah, just keep crawling, you dumb bitch. Don't stand up. That water isn't that hot. Chill out.
Why is that happening to her?
Oh.
You know what else? You know what else needs this? The spa needs a spirit of Halloween in it.
Yes. Oh, hey, look, it's almost like street trash.
It is.
Judging by the poster.
You know what? The water in this scene is
got venom in it.
It's got the stuff from street trash in it. That's why she's melting. There we go. There's our connection. They borrowed the water from street trash.
Yes.
And is now melting people in the gym.
They imported it from South Africa.
Yes.
It's part of the reason why this spa is not doing very well. Even
they
though it's always busy, even though people are dying.
They charge $195 for that South African rainfall spa that melts you.
Yes.
He just said,
you know what? This dude, he was a dick. He just said, hey, nice to see you. That's what he said. Wow, what a dick.
Oh, ad.
Help her up. Ad. Why didn't he just help? Why didn't he help her up the stairs? Like, he just walked up the stairs by himself, didn't help this blind bitch up
the
stairs.
This movie is an actual representation of the world collapsing around you and just no one giving a shit. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a movie of our times, Marcy.
It's like that South Park episode. I forgot what one it was, but they're like... I think it was the... Maybe it was the Cthulhu one. And they're like,
yes.
When should we start to get worried? No, it wasn't that one. Maybe it's the school shooting one. Yeah, it was the school shooting one, sorry. And they're like, should we be worried? Yeah, but we should maybe be worried to be worried or something. It's like, yeah, that's it.
A fucking nerd.
Sorry, I'm getting everything confused. Fuck off, I'm not restarting Windows right now. I'm recording a podcast.
Beard, kill the nerd. To the
no.
nerd file.
Hold on, I gotta have my stickers. Oh no, there's a nerd old lady.
Sorry, I have to flush the old lady nerd.
Oh,
now, that's what you guys don't think about starting a talk show with Jerry Springer.
He's dead.
But he's alive in our hearts.
Always.
Oh, by the way, Blue Chuzo.
Yes.
Put these glasses on for me for a second.
Okay.
You fucking Blue Chuzo nerd.
Hey.
There, listen. How do you like it? Bitch.
Let's just be nice to everybody, okay? We don't need to be mean to our characters anymore.
Yeah, listen to HR.
Yeah. This is a new and improved, nicer HR, okay?
Yeah, but
I may still be aggressive, but fuck.
Yeah, but the only person who can be angry is me, and only when I'm on Shark Week, so.
Yes.
You? I'm sober. I hate it. So.
Do you want to have a period, Colin? I don't think so.
Listen. Okay, I would rather take a fucking bloody vagina for a week than not being able to be a fucking drug addict.
Nah, I think if men had periods, I wouldn't imagine where the blood would come out of, because there's only like two possible areas it could.
Listen, I don't know.
If men had periods, they would spray each other with it. Let's be honest.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good, but we shouldn't say it.
This motherfucker did not help her up the stairs. Like, she just.
Because he's
left
doing
her
dodgy
down.
Shit. Because he's got, look, he's got all his screwdrivers right there.
He's playing Diablo 2.
He modded the computer to play Doom.
Dude, I had that computer back in the day when I was first growing up, when I was a little kid. My parents' first computer was some shitty little brick like that, and we could play Wheel of Fortune on it with the giant-ass floppy disk, which was like this big.
Yeah, those massive disks.
Oh, my God.
That's not how you use a screwdriver, you stupid dick.
He's trying to do his accounting for the spa.
Good for the screwdriver.
Yeah.
Well, I make you nervous.
Stab her in the neck.
They're not at the spa, though. Unless this is part of the spa.
Everything is the spa.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything. Stab her
in the neck. Even
life
the fashion
is a spa.
Part of the spa.
Where are you, Michael?
Would you like to get screwed, baby?
I'll give you that one.
That was fucking funny. I understand, dear.
Why is he purposely acting like a creepy asshole?
Why do I get the feeling like he's He is acting completely creepy, but by the end of it, he's actually the good guy.
I feel like
that's the plot of Night Killer.
Yes. But are they actually establishing this is all happening because of the guy's dead wife did it? I don't get it.
Maybe.
I'm struggling.
Also, don't answer that. It's Charlie Sheen.
She doesn't look like Charlie Sheen.
I had sex with Charlie Sheen. He wanted me to bring something over.
Yeah, it's Farrah Fawcett.
I mean, her hair looks like it. Why is she wearing that outfit to deliver groceries with flowers?
He's like, this bitch isn't going to see these flowers.
Yeah.
If there are, you better find them and give them to me immediately. Not that
I agree.
Oh, yeah,
you need
drugs
the drugs.
There's drugs all over
what
the car.
What is that
too.
View?
She can't see her, so.
What's someone at the door?
Why is he still playing with his little screwdriver?
He's gonna stab.
You know why, Marcy? He's compensating for something. He needs something to play with.
Look at that comb over.
I was masturbating.
Yeah, he was fucking that little thing over there.
I mean, he is seeing all those women fucking work out and get burned up. It makes
why wouldn't he be jacking off all day?
Right, right.
Why is there a giant penis-looking thing on the wall?
Toby volunteered to have that job.
Oh, that's a mold of Toby's member.
Toby wasn't that big. Fuck off.
I know I'm not.
It's more like Stampy's dick.
Oh no, she killed herself, stabbed herself in the eye.
No, she was apparently sleeping very awkwardly.
She's looking for her keys.
She didn't need to close her eyes, I can tell you that.
David. She's just feeling everything. What is the phone or the door?
Do we know? Hello?
Hello, everyone, it's me, Louise. I mean, no, it's the intercom, honey.
Oh, sorry, damn,
sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
That was the old phone.
Oh, okay. Now, which Louise are we speaking to, may I ask, today?
I've lost track.
What are you talking about? There's only one Louise.
And what time period are you from?
Today?
Okay, so what's happening today, Louise?
Well, first of all, honeys, he got zapped. He feels the electricity between me and that switchboard.
Are you having an affair with the switchboard?
Well, I mean, I'm very much a very happy girl at the moment, everyone. I went on a nice little date with Bob, the serious lawyer.
Yeah, how'd that go?
We went out and had some fried pumpkin pie, and then some fried red wine. I haven't tried it before, but it was so delicious.
Did he give you any paperwork when you were on your date?
Oh, I mean, he did, but that was mainly because I had to change my last name. And once we did, let's just say, I signed some other paperwork for him, if you catch my drift.
Oh.
Ah, but he's so handsome, and now that Ninja Terminator Toby is with that whore AI Louise, Toby and I need someone for the throuple, so he's a good substitute.
Why is this paranormal investigator using one of those, like, vibrator dildo devices that they used to treat women very often?
Well, honey,
that's a paranormal device for picking up ghosts.
Well, I mean, how else did I pick up Toby?
Did you put that in your, did you put that, vibrator device in your vagina, turn it on, and it just called Toby? Is that how that worked?
First of all, honey, who says I put it on me?
Did you shove it up his ass?
Well, I mean, Toby likes to experiment, so, and he, you he's kind of into that type of thing. Like, sometimes on a Wednesday night, he's like, I want to use paranormal devices on me. And I'm like, I'll do it for you, honey. And let me describe it all in graphic detail.
No, no. But do you actually clean it? Because Tamario uses it as well.
Oh, she's melted.
Louise, I don't know what's going on between Alexandria and Toby, but I think they have some sort of secret that they don't want anybody to know about.
Wait, Alexandria's been here?
Yeah, she was here earlier.
I thought I got rid of that shark whore because I banned her from being nominated at the Tubi Awards earlier in the year, and I thought that kind of got rid of her, but now she's back.
Is this a ghost? What the fuck is happening?
Oh, that escalated quickly.
It is the guy's dead wife's ghost doing all this?
Oh, I think it's Toby's ex-wife, because not a lot of people realize Toby was actually married before me, and his hair blew up.
Oh, it's my shark week coming out of his hand. It's right up there.
Oh, this is what Toby and I did last night. Oh, so romantic. What? I mean, Bob, the serious lawyer, was a little upset and also a bit terrified, but, you know, he got into it eventually. Oh. But anyway, so, I gotta get going because, let's just say, Bob, the serious lawyer, and I got some more things we're gonna be doing tonight. Let's just say he's gonna pay me work my brain.
Oh, he's dreaming.
So I'll see you so later. Bye.
I'm just stirring the pot this episode.
Wait, if this guy's so rich, why were they lying on what looked just like blankets instead of a bed?
I don't know. Something tells me this place should be called Ghost Spa instead of Death Spa.
Dude, what the fuck is even happening? I mean, I'm trying to keep up with all the character drama, watch this movie, deal with Shark Week.
Death
Welcome
Spa.
Welcome to Tubi Tuesday.
Death Spa, the spa that steams you to death.
Apparently.
It does not validate parking.
No, you can't actually get your parking validated.
Which is the most nightmarish part of it all.
Hmm.
So what's everybody WrestleMania picks for this weekend? Open up.
Hockey talk, man.
No.
Okay, Dog the Cloud.
No.
King Kong Bundy.
No. Does anyone miss 80s decor in houses? Just looking so fucking ridiculous. We don't know
it's sabotage, Mike. I mean, that's true, and we should
sabotage. Where'd
you find this? Sabotage. I'd make WrestleMania picks, but when I listen to this after WrestleMania, I'll be embarrassed. So, why do you go to someone's house without a shirt on?
Oh, hello.
Sabotage. Oh. Are you involved?
Michael. I was. Which one? Michael! That could have killed Laura. That steam room
door doesn't lock. She should have been able to get out. Oh my gosh, the Death Spot's trying to kill Laura Palmer. Diving board? Those
messages on my computer? Wait, so she was doing it? I don't know
anything about it. Oh, my God!
She did something.
Don't leave me here!
Oh.
It all fits. The computer system fouls up, I take the blame, and you and your partners buy me out. Who else is in on this?
Something's happening in this movie.
I don't understand.
Plot.
Is it ghosts? Is it a conspiracy? I don't want to leave and go to the bathroom because I'm scared an ad will happen.
And also, you might even be more confused by the plot when you come back.
Exactly.
Michael Jordan.
Whoa.
What was that? Kiss?
Yeah, that was a very sexual, like, energy there.
I don't know. I've been drinking. I've been drinking Louisa's sports drink all episode.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I think it.
We forgot to ask her about that.
Okay, I need to go to the bathroom. I can't deal with Shark Week and not go to the bathroom. If an ad happens, I'll timestamp when I get back. I don't apologize. We should stop now.
Ad?
It is an ad. Just as Marcy disappears. It's like the
baby. We need some milk!
There you go, there's your sound. Use this.
Hello, baby Craven.
Pretty good.
Papa Craven says that you're not to be trained anymore.
Why can't I be trained anymore?
Because you have to leave. You have to get the fuck out.
Well, I don't. Well, I'm a bead. I'm Sister Beatrice. I work here.
No, I know you're Bead, because if you are Sister Beatrice, then, play now for free. Or download the app.
And we're back. Ow!
See? Sister Beatrice wouldn't have balls.
Damn it. You tricked me. God, fell for it again. Damn it, baby Craven. But I don't want to leave. There's robots out there who are trying to kill us.
You gotta leave sometime. Lido More.
Lido More.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Future Louise.
Oh, thank you for distinguishing that.
Well, first of all, honeys, oh, hello, sexy Ken Foray. And also, boss, you need to do a timestamp because there was an app while you were gone.
Oh, I knew it. 5837. There you go.
But anyways, yes.
I know a way to find out the secret. Future Louise, what's Toby's secret?
I don't want to talk about it.
You should know because you're in the future, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it bad?
Let's just say Toby's in the dog house at the moment.
Oh, you're mad at him.
Or the ghost house, I should say.
The ghost house.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to figure this out sooner or later.
Buggy.
Let's just say I'm having serious discussions with Bob, the serious lawyer, about our relationship with Toby.
Now, how far in the future are you?
Well, I can't tell you that, honey. Then they wouldn't be a surprise.
Okay, so Bob and Toby are still in the picture then, right?
Yes, although Ninja Terminator 2B came back and we became a quartet for a while, but we also had some issues there, but I can't go into that right now.
Okay.
But as I was going to say, now I know that Craven has tried to turn his club into a church, and you guys are gonna go. Think about, believe me, this is a good thing, because you guys are gonna finally be pushed forward to stop AI Louise for good.
Okay, now how do we do that?
Well, number one, you need to find Sensitive Victor Crowley.
Okay.
Yes, because he's out there in the wasteland somewhere, so you're going to find him. But also, and this is very, very important, you got to take me with you on your journey.
We have to?
Yes, because if I don't go, I don't exist in the future, the version you're talking to.
You're not convincing me, Louise.
Why is the big wheelchair there?
So if we leave without you, then we don't have to deal with you anymore, is what you're saying.
No, well, the thing is, honey, let's just say...
What is happening?
If you start
Oh, I've been ready for this show to be canceled a long time ago.
Not that type of canceling, like full stop, the show's run out of ideas, canceled.
Oh, I don't think that'll ever happen, but...
But yes, no matter what I do, no matter how much I beg, no matter how much I complain, you gotta take me out of the club and with you on your journey. It's very, very important.
Okay, say so.
Yeah, so anyways, I give it a little bit to the Time Lords are listening, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Star buddy. All right, that's the thing.
Wasn't that the guy who got crucified on the machine and died?
I think it was a different guy.
He was 3 days later. He got resurrected.
It's Easter.
Exactly.
And somehow he's dressed as a pirate.
Well, don't you dress as a pirate?
I mean, I do, but that's beside the point.
I still have no fucking clue what's happening.
Oh my gosh, the movie's a Halloween movie, I think.
It's a weird Easter party.
It is.
Is this music from the movie or is this Batch playing music?
No, that's not me playing music.
Okay, it is the movie.
It could be. You never know at this point.
I don't know.
And the guy just stole like the skeleton costumes from the Karate Kid. Oh, there's an
gorilla.
Oh, there's a dude all in gold wearing a G-string. Ew!
And they're trying to grab his dick.
Now, all four Karate Kid movies are on Tubi. Do we do a Karate Kid month?
Yes.
We'll do part four.
Hey, we're going to watch part three because it's the best one.
I love the fact that Cobra Kai has changed people's opinion on part three so much that now it's considered one of the good ones.
Exactly.
I just see like Macho Man in the background. It is!
It was a Macho Man. This really is like the health club version of Champions.
It is.
Oh, it's the dead wife, I think. Oh, see, they are just perving on people hooking up.
It's the literal ghost in the machine.
It is. Can't they, like, isn't he confused that she's just waving her arm?
Oh.
Is this what happened to AI Louise? Is that one of the ghosts were reprogrammed her by rubbing his hand over it?
Yes.
Also, this is totally how Toby and Louise met. Just the opposite.
What's your name?
Do you like my pirate outfit? I dressed up as a sexy ghost, and I don't look like Rebecca De Mornay.
I was thinking it looks like her.
If she... Oh! And crushed his face.
That escalated quickly.
And I like how, like, Ken Foray is just, like, showing off his manly chest.
Yeah, look at him. He dresses a genie. See, why didn't he star in Kazam instead?
He should have played the genie in the Will Smith Aladdin movie.
If they did the version in the 90s.
Are you okay there, Jeffrey Dahmer?
I'm so lost. This movie is weird and it's wonderful. We got to see
it. It has everything you need. Yes, it has everything you need in a To Be Tuesday movie, and he's dressed up as Art the Cloud. Someone's looking for you.
Who are you? Is she still blind, or...?
Yes.
Oh!
Did you just get thrown into the pool? Or somewhere?
I don't understand any of this, and it's glorious.
I like how Colin is very intent on this movie. can't hear
you. Colin muted himself. He's been making jokes for 30 minutes that no one heard. Whoa. Oh.
Oh.
Say goodbye to your club.
The knife is his dick.
So is this still the guy they're looking for? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know if it's ghosts or a serial killer, or maybe both. Or the government.
It's a serial ghost.
It's a serial killing ghost, and
it's Ghostface Killer.
But that other guy is sabotaging the business?
Mm-hmm. Tommy's Tangs? Hello, sexy bumblebee. And it's Chelsea Field again. Would you like me to sting you with my stinger?
Test, test, test.
There we go.
Yay. I was making all types of... I was about to text you guys and be like, are my jokes landing? Because I'm over here laughing my ass off.
No, we can hear it.
What the fuck?
I'm so sad we missed all of your jokes.
Dude, I was like, oh my god, is Matt Cameron in this movie? That's the type of shit I like right there.
Is it the dead wife?
Nah.
Marcy, it's Rebecca de Scarazze.
It's Rebecca de Ghoste. Oh, she's a pirate ghost.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's Stevie Richards' fucking...
Pirate ghost? Hey, gang.
Roll.
Hello, everyone. It's me, the pirate ghost.
It's a pirate ghost.
It's Halloween, so I'm a sexy pirate ghost.
Are you organizing a party that includes Korn performing pirate ghost?
I don't understand the reference.
Well, then, you know, then what's the use of you then? I mean, you got to understand the reference. What is wrong with you, ghost pirate or pirate ghost? Which do you prefer?
I'm a brand new character. We haven't figured it in dark for me. We're in dark.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
You better get the fuck out of champions. We're about Reaping to get kicked out of here, dude.
I'm from the religion.
Michael, I miss you.
I miss Michael too. I miss that fuck camel toe.
Well, that person's obviously dead.
Damn, Stevie Richards got fucked up with that super kick.
He did.
Okay, so it is the dead wife.
Dude, he's gonna fuck the shit out of that corpse.
It's my party, and I want you to die if I want to.
Some Jeffrey Dahmer shit right here. I don't like this.
Where's Laura?
I'm working on her tan.
Oh! Again, more Final Destination stuff.
Mm.
One click of a button and she's fried chicken.
Ooh,
fried chicken!
We haven't had fried chicken in a while.
Fuck. It's racist. I'm lonely. I want
you with me. Also, I'm gonna put the neon lighting even more neon-y in a second.
I will destroy this place. And I'll kill them all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just do it, dude. Just fucking do it. Save everybody. Okay.
Burn this place for the insurance money.
Yeah, dude. Eat that ghost girl's pussy. It's fine. Just do it.
Michael, why are you dressed like an Italian clown? Oh, he's mega hairy. What?
Dude, I wonder what his 80s bush looks like.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Margaret, who bans pornography. Oh, what filth are you watching?
You gotta turn yourself down. All right. Like,
I will not turn myself down.
You're about to give me a panic attack.
See, this is why you shouldn't watch pornography, because you'll start melting young people.
Listen, I can't do imagination anymore. My shit is so warped, I cannot jack off to my imagination, right? I have to use porn.
Well, it's clear you need to use your imagination more, young Colin, but also, you tell that Craven. He could try to mask his club, his perverted club, as a church, which is rather blasphemous.
We are a church. We are officially recognized as a church in 13 committees and 13 counties.
And HR approved it. So,
yes.
What is happening? Suck my dick.
Well, I do not approve of this. I'm going back to the council, and we're going to talk about this.
Before you do, I'd like to introduce you to Father Vikram over here. He has some very interesting things that he'd like to talk to you about the church and how you can get involved with it.
Yes, we would like to save you. We really, really want to save you with these perkies. I mean, not perkies, I mean blue chew.
No. Like religious stuff. Communion, yes.
I am sober now. You
wait,
take
this guy is possessed by the ghost.
Dude, it's Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, it is Neil Patrick Harris.
He's perverted, Marcy. But anyways, I'm going to listen to your gospel, Mr. Uncle Vikram.
The gospel of the
I will listen to it, but I still...
Do work your magic on her. Do what you do.
Yes.
It's anything to get my beloved grandson, Chad, out of this abnormal club, is whatever the cost. So I'll see you till next week. Bye.
All right. Listen here. We need to come up with a plan to kill this fucking grandma. Like, she's old enough. She needs to get the fuck out of here. We don't need her anymore.
Vikram's gonna work his magic, and then we'll never hear from her.
I would kill her. I mean.
No, don't kill.
I will bless her. Bless her with the holy water.
That's the stuff right there. I'm a little bit too invested in this movie. So the dude they suspect of doing everything is actually possessed by the ghost of his dead wife.
I guarantee you that's how the Art the Clown.
The precursor to Art the Clown.
Dude, Uncle Vikram hurt my throat, dude. I'm sick as fuck. I can't do Uncle Vikram.
So, Uncle Vikram hurt your throat, did he? But, Colin, you know you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't to do horrible stuff to get perkies.
Listen, I love dick. All right.
Let's die together and live together in hell.
Dude, where the fuck are the Ghostbusters at? Isn't this the 80s?
I know, for real.
Oh!
Oh, that kid, all right.
Dude,
you gotta take the brooch off.
Through that window. Carl Weathers and shit. Apollo Creed.
You know, I haven't done this for a while.
Everyone in this place. She's just walking so slow into the tanning booth.
What haven't you done for a while?
You know what? I hate to do this, but this ghost is going at everyone in this club like.
Hey, Freak Joe! You're going nowhere! I got you for 3 minutes! 3 minutes of free time!
Dude, where's the coke at?
But, everyone in this club is also like.
Wow! I fucking got crazy!
No, those pussy. No. No crazy pussy.
Oh,
dude, the detective
is like trying to go after the bumblebee.
It's getting wasted.
Oh! Oh!
That was she foreshadowed that whole entire thing. She tricked that bitch with the tomato, and then it came back to haunt her. You dumb bitch! Don't fuck around. Don't fuck around with blenders, okay? This is why you don't drink protein shakes. This is why you don't get fit.
Dude, this is why the 80s. Those things were not, like, wireless.
Oh no, everyone, it's me, Daryl, again. Oh, I see she's making my upcoming next movie, the Hand Grenade Special. Made out of real hands.
Dude, that's what my toilet looks like on Shark Week.
Oh, you're doing the Shark Week again? Oh, I better get in there with a barrel. I'll be right back.
That's so gross.
Fuck off! Get out of here, you pervert!
You need a fucking, what do they call them? The fucking Dixie cups that you put in your vagina. What are those called?
Like a period cup or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's too much spillage for that. On?
There's too much. That's oh no.
Let off some steam, Bennett. Oh.
It's all right. That cop was corrupt anyway.
Oh no, oh. I'm being attacked by pills. And Coke and Pepsi
and
wine and fish. Mm. Oh, the fish are coming alive.
Eat his ass. Yum.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
What is going on?
I don't know.
This movie's insane. I kind of love it.
I don't know what the fuck is happening or why. I haven't paid this much attention to a movie in ages.
Ah!
He was one day left to retirement.
That eel copped a feel!
Oh, fuck off, that was terrible.
He was lucky.
Motherfucking ad at 1:17:38.
So, do you like not try... Would you prefer not to die?
In the middle of my right goddamn mind, and any scumbag, any lowlife, any maggot piece of shit that I put down, I did it because I like the hell I...
Thank you, Punisher. I was going to say, if you prefer not to die in a gym, buy this Bowplex and alter these beats from this company. Being the hero, there is no higher calling. Hello, it's me. I am... Hello. It is me, Red Guardian.
The movie's with the tank. Go, please go see on the movie. Don't wait for Disney
Plus. My movie be best. We got Loras Pure, y'all.
I'm calling it right now. It's called Thunderbolts with an asterisk. Like the very last scene after like the whatever it says, you're going to have the title card. It's going to say Dark Avengers.
Hmm.
Potentially.
Art the Cloud is dead!
Damn it, I knew we should have closed this gym a week early.
Fletcher, you there? Nah, he's dead, bro. Hey,
Fletch. We're all dead, Dave.
Fletch will no longer play Fetch.
She's got a bad sunburn. She needs aloe really bad.
Well, I haven't been buzzed in this episode. I haven't had the sound effect this episode, so I'm trying to get a few more before the episode ends.
Dude, Hotfire S Mixtape likes this movie. She hasn't moved.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Hotfire Mixtape.
Say hi, little bitch.
No. Oh, I heard her.
Rocky's just off stealing another sausage somewhere.
Dude, she's louder. She's louder and more talkative than Mersh ever was. I have to yell at this bitch all the time. And she got into the treats, so now she thinks that she can like just eat treats whenever she wants to.
Oh
yeah. I know. I like you're how keeping me happy.
No. I like how this whole party is going on and people literally dying and nobody is exactly.
Is she getting possessed? What the fuck is happening?
It's fucking Vigo.
Alrighty
then.
Oh, head was blown away.
Ow. All right, I'll let you down.
The place is burning down and everyone's still partying. This literally is next door to the mousetrap.
This is literally Carrie right now.
It has the same lighting. Marcy, I think you found your Shark Week movie.
It's basically Carrie now.
It is.
She's gonna burn them all down. And somehow this woman's.
Oh my gosh, where's my top? I can't find my top anywhere. I know one of these cords will turn off the fire.
Alright, bitch. Yeah, well, why didn't one of us just try and, like, tamper with the computer that runs AI Louise?
I mean, maybe that could be the plan to stop her for good. This movie's given me ideas.
I'm not gonna lie, I think we're just really lazy and freeloaders.
He just came so hard.
He is! He's electro-orgasming.
This is just a regular Friday night for Louise and Toby.
Look at his cum face.
See, he really needs to get that bitch some aloe. She has a really bad sunburn from tanning. See, she's on fire. Computer.
Why'd he use his shoe? Is it because it was rubber and it would
protect him? Did they just take fucking, like, images and film from Nightmare on Elm Street when Freddy got burned? That yes. Sounded like fucking Freddy getting burned up.
Meanwhile, everyone's still dying in this fire.
Everybody get out. Richard Simmons wants to teach us how to do certain exercise poses.
Didn't he pass
away?
Oh man,
I could totally make a joke that would totally get us cancelled right now, but I'm not gonna.
Sorry, Marcy, I didn't catch that.
So did he pass away?
Time stamp.
He did, but it's robot Richard Simmons. Let's move those buttons, everybody.
Did we need to timestamp? Did someone say something?
No,
I was going to.
Oh, don't.
It's bad, I can't.
I'm not allowed to get in trouble.
Death Spa.
I don't know what the fuck this movie was, but I kind of like it.
Dude, those screams are gonna give me nightmares at night. I've been having really bad nightmares since I've been sober.
Oh.
Funny how that happens, eh?
Right, dude? Right?
You know
the
what,
voices
Colin,
start up.
Yeah.
Colin, you know what you need to do to make them go away? You just gotta hold on to your pussy very tight.
Dude, I do. And then, like, it makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, exactly.
But that needs to be on the soundboard. Shit. Fuck that computer shit.
Hashtag fuck that computer shit.
Fuck that computer shit.
Fuck that computer shit.
Ah!
Oh! Oh my gosh, she's a skeleton. she shot a skeleton in the face.
You dumb bitch, it's not gonna kill that skeleton.
Well, I vote we put in fuck that computer shit as best supporting actress.
Listen,
that line. Yes.
Well, we need to fill up the supporting actress category. We haven't had that many contenders this year.
No.
We might have to.
Of course the black lady had the gun.
Marcy, does this music sound like Kumite? Kumite.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, she's
stole
dead.
It from Bloodsport.
Look at that eyeball.
Yeah.
Not weeping again.
Dude, that's gross.
Marcy,
and that's
it's Marcy, you know what she was having? She was having a shark wink.
Jesus.
God damn it, dude.
Coming up next, killer workout.
I
Death
have
Screams,
seen that.
Hell Ho, The Undertaker, and Boarding House.
That's Hell Hole, not Hell Ho, Mead.
I said Hell Hole.
Sound like you said Ho.
Is there
It's Danish.
I have to say, Killer Workout, Death Spa is better than Killer Workout.
Okay.
It's more insane, definitely.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm just going to keep playing it.
What's better, Murder Size, Death Spa, or Killer Workout?
Murder Size,
obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Because... For one reason, and one reason only.
Because my baby girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Trying to find it. It's who can get to it first.
Yeah, who can do it first?
Me.
Wait for it.
Wait, that was the wrong sound.
Waiting.
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Can God, that just made me so hard.
I'm gonna rip your tits off!
No, Tony Storm, we're not gonna do that. We love her titties, okay? I surely do. I see them on Twitter all the time.
Ladies, put your keys in the bowl and let's get this orgy started.
Oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
Dude, that's totally gone.
Same, buddy. Same.
Anyways, this is the end of this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, where we watch Death Spa, and I'm very confused. And you can find the To Be Tuesdays podcast at supermarcy.com, or you can subscribe to it on your podcast streaming players. And please do, you can leave us a review. We'll read it out on the show. All of that cool stuff. And keep up to date by following the Super Network on your social media. And I'm Super Marcy on social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can see what I rated this fantastic film. Beat.
Well, if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Jermaine. Find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as all the other awesome podcasts we do together, Marcy. And also, you can check out my solo show, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and its spin-off shows on all podcast streamers everywhere.
And Batch.
Web Tales every Tuesday, part of the Pop4D Network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Past couple episodes, we've been doing the new Eddie Brock Carnage series. Follow me on my socials at BatchPop4D. On the X, the Twitter, and the Threads, and the Blue Sky.
Is that Absolute Carnage?
It's the new ones. No, it's a new one, Eddie Brock Carnage.
Oh, sick. I'm going to have to go to my LCS. Oh, yeah. Trash Painted Podcast every Thursday. You can hear me and Gots talk some bullshit. It's pretty funny. Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, do that. And Trash Panda Podmo, I think, is the Twitter X.
I don't know. I got rid of the Twitter because it was kind of being real negative. And so I'm not even on Twitter anymore. Like, I'm just doing my thing over here.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Anyway, if Colin's not on there, but you can find him wherever. And we'll see you next week with, I think it's Bede's pick.
Finally. One go this year.
Oh, you lost the contest.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
I won how to in do my karaoke. Heart.
No, you
well,
didn't.
Well, you know. I upped the game, but that's beside the point. But anyways, though.
we'll see you next Tuesday, and enjoy your death spas, everybody.
And happy Tuesday, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Michael. Killing yourself isn't so hard, really.
Come to me, I need you. Jump, jump, jump!
Death Spa. Welcome to the health club where you'll sweat blood.
Never work without a spotter, buddy. Weight falls on your chest and you can really get squashed.
It's the place for a killer workout. An unquiet spirit reaches out from beyond the grave.
Welcome to my party.
For revenge.
I will destroy this place. And I'll kill them all. Unless you do as I say.
Death Spa, an exercise in terror.
A fantastic weight reduction program. People get so thin they disappear. Uh-uh.